The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. Trends are constantly changing. There's something new in wellness, beauty, and food every day. That can be a lot to keep up with, so let me do the work. I'm the Trend Reporter, Mara Schiavocampo, here to tell you everything you want to know about the trends you should know. Hey guys, so I could not be more excited and honestly very nervous about today's episode because joining me today is one of our queens. I stand for this woman. She is the girl that every man wants to date and every woman wants to be besties with. She has appeared in endless classic movies. Let's start with Boys in the Hood.
Oh, you're late. I thought something might have happened to you.
Ain't nothing gonna happen to me.
Tired of hearing them shooting all the time.
Friday.
Why you hook me up with that fat ass bald head girl?
Who, Rita?
Yeah.
Rita is not fat. She's just big bone.
Shit. That girl wild and all outside. Talking about she looked like Janet Jackson.
Ooh, no, she didn't go there.
Yeah.
Love Jones.
Negro, what are you doing here?
Let me buy you dinner.
Okay, the Billy D thing is a little played out, but I will give you 10 cool points for nostalgia's sake. I am not trying to meet another man at this time.
You and I should get together sometime and have a drink.
I don't think that'll be a very good idea.
Hey.
Persistence.
Be surprised how far I can get you.
The best man.
Maybe if I had the luxury of getting my ass whooped, I could be calm right now. But I have been drinking tequila shots. My hormones are raging out of control. I'm emotional, I'm horny, and I don't want to hear about no goddamn peace.
And who could forget her cameo in Kanye West's Touch the Sky video?
You want to focus on this. Do you know who I am?
This is why we could never, this is why we couldn't never work out, Nia.
Do you know who I am?
I know, I said your name.
All right, well, I'm Nia Long, and don't you forget it, nigga.
That's right, girl.
Well, now she's starring in the new Netflix thriller, A Fatal Affair, which is available right now. I am talking about the one and only Nia Long. This is such a pleasure. Thank you for agreeing to do this. You look great. I love the braids.
Thanks. I'm having fun with them. I'm like, oh, anything to just, I don't need anything else to think about. You know what I'm saying? It's
yes.
Like you got the house, the kids, the dishes, the school, all the things. I'm like, the last thing I want to think about is my hair.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how are you handling quarantine? Are you with the kids all the time? Are you getting out a little bit?
We've traveled just for things that were absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. One weekend when things first started to open up in LA, we spent some time near the beach, and that was really nice to just be by the water. We've been doing like hikes, but doing them during the week when there's no one there. So it's like you're just out. That's the one beautiful thing about California is that you can find beauty like right down the street. And because everyone's so low key, there's not crowds and crowds of people. Yeah. So I kind of go to my favorite little spots just to get out and hike and try to exercise. And, you know, I'm reading different material to my children about Black history. So they're having a better understanding of Black Lives Matter and what we're trying to accomplish as Black people. And, I mean, I'm cooking a little bit. I'm like,
well,
really
I saw some pesto scallops and shrimp on your Instagram. Are you a big cook? Do you like to cook?
I like to cook when I don't have to cook. Okay. I don't want to feel like every day, Mom, what are you cooking for dinner?
Right.
Nah. Yeah. My only responsibility is to make sure that there's food in there for you to cook.
Right.
We've got the things that we need and the necessities. And, you know, I really enjoy cooking breakfast, though, because I feel like if the kids have a good, hearty breakfast, then we've started the day well. The problem is you're in the house all day. So breakfast turns into, okay, it's now 12 o'clock. What are we having for lunch? So by the time you clean up the breakfast dishes, it's time for lunch. So yeah. I've had to manage that. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm doing the best I can.
Yeah, I think we can all say that. We're just doing the best we can. So I really wanted to do this because a few weeks ago I saw that you were trending on Twitter. And I, like, at first I was like, my heart stopped because I'm like, dear Lord, I cannot handle like anything bad happening to Nia Long, especially after the year we've had, right? Like, I can't handle anymore. And then of course I saw that it was for the best possible reason. It was Nia Long Appreciation Day, which I don't know where Black Twitter comes up with this stuff, but God bless them because they chose great that day. What did you think when you saw all of that love?
Well, I didn't find out till the very end of the day, which I don't even know how. I guess I must have just been, because some days I just take a complete break from social media and I just focus on other things. But I was really like, wow, like they must have felt my energy, that I needed a little support, that I needed a little, you know, love from the universe. Because I think, you know, when you're an artist, you're constantly giving. This is not like, oh, I act and it's separate from my soul. Like, my work is a part of my soul. So when I'm pushing it out there, I'm giving each and every one of my fans and my supporters a part of myself.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm also so protective of it. That's why I'm also so protective of my process. I'm protective of the way I do press. I'm protective of the way it's received. And I'm especially protective of Black women, because my job is to represent who we are, for better or worse.
Yeah.
The good side, the ugly side, the confused, what, because we're all things, and right. So are all human beings.
Right.
Because I am a Black woman, my work is going to come from that understanding and our understanding of who we are. So when I saw that, I was like, wow, well, I guess, you know, it makes a girl feel good that there's still, you know, a group of people out there rooting for her, because it's been a long, beautiful career. And it's, you know, being in this business, you never have any security. You never know when it's going to be the last project. You never know when the next big thing is coming. So you only focus on moving forward.
Yeah.
And I think what's really hard for artists in a time like this is, we have the double whammy of being committed to an industry that really doesn't give you any security, and definitely not the financial security of a white woman or a white male actor.
Yeah.
So the disparity in income is just, you know, it's huge. So, you know, and now we're dealing with, okay, well, when is Hollywood going to open back up? So
what did you think about Viola Davis's comments? Because she kind of spoke to that.
I got the Oscar. I got the Emmy. I got the two Tonys. I've done Broadway. I've done off-Broadway. I've done TV. I've done film. I've done all of it. I have a career that's probably comparable to Meryl Streep, Julianne Moore, Sigourney Weaver. They all came out of Yale. They came out of Juilliard. They came out of NYU. They had the same path as me. And yet, I am nowhere near them, not as far as money, not as far as job opportunities, nowhere close to it.
You, I think, especially in the Black community, are considered one of the most talented, most beautiful actresses of our time. That's just facts, okay? But do you feel that that's reflected in the opportunities and the money that you get in Hollywood?
No, I mean, when I saw that video where she listed every single accolade, award, education, her body of work, all of the things, I wanted to squeeze her, because I know how much courage it takes to bring those things to the conversation and to say them in an unforgiving way where you are not angry. You're just stating the facts. I'm passionate about it. I'm telling you the truth. This is my list. And here it is for you guys to now answer the why. And I think, you know, I've always been outspoken, probably sooner than I should have been in my career, because when I started, you weren't really allowed to say anything or challenge anything or have an opinion. You were just asked to do what you were asked to do, and you needed to do it, and you needed to be happy that you were there, and you needed to accept inappropriate comments by people sometimes.
It's just shut up and dribble. That's the...
That's that same mentality. And I was like, I'm not tolerating things that are not right and correct.
what you're speaking to is what so many Black women are going through daily, whether they are teachers, whether they're in corporate America, whether it's television journalism. You're speaking to the experience of so many Black women. Can you give a little pep talk to the, you know, the queens who are struggling right now?
I would say, I mean, I'm struggling myself, to be honest. I'm just trying to just keep myself in a positive mindset because I don't know what's around the corner. I don't know what's to come next. This is not like I'm speaking with some sort of authority. I just don't know. And it's a scary thing, but I would say that this time has required me to be prayerful and to meditate and to remove things in my life that have made me feel heavy. And because when you do that, then you allow space for new things and new energy to come in. And when life is moving so rapidly, it's hard to release anything because you're so busy trying to get to the next thing that you need to do.
Yeah.
And so my little boy is FaceTiming me. It's so hilarious.
How old is he?
He's 8 and he's with my mom.
Oh,
and I
have an 8-year-old.
You do? A boy or girl?
A girl. And do you know what her name is?
What?
It's Nina. And do you know why?
Oh, from Nina Mosley?
Exactly. Exactly. That movie had so much influence on my life. I mean, you shaped how an entire generation of Black people think about love.
Well, I'm still trying to figure love out. Love is complicated.
Love is complicated.
You just have to just go, you know, the journey is the journey and you have to accept it and you just have to. People grow at different times and that's the thing. So either you're growing together, you're growing individually to come back together, or you're just growing apart and that's okay too.
There's something that I've often wondered over the years. I'm curious your thoughts on this. Do you think Darius and Nina are still together? Did they make it? Or did their fire burn out?
I think they made it. I always, you know, whenever anyone has said, let's do a sequel to Love Jones, I've always said, well, they have to be together. Like, maybe they break up in the, or we start with them not being together and they get back together. But I always felt like those two characters were like the quintessential Black artistic, you know, bohemian, aware, conscious Black couple.
Yeah.
And that film was before its time because had that film come out now, I mean, people would be going crazy.
Right.
And that's why people love it so much. But they didn't know how to market that movie. I think opening weekend, we made $9 million. That's nothing. Wow. That's like considered a really horrible decision by the studio.
Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it contributed so much.
It did. But that just goes to tell you that the people making decisions at these studios have no concept of what our appetite is and what we need and what we see and who we are.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Nia's new Netflix movie and her beauty routine, including the one procedure that she swears by. Now, I have to ask you some beauty questions because this is a beauty podcast, and I know that's why a lot of the girls are listening right now. I did not realize you're turning 50 this year.
I am.
I mean,
October.
Whatever you're doing, like put it in a bottle and sell it because I'm buying it. Like, what are your beauty secrets? Do you have certain rules to live by?
I always get microdermabrasion.
Okay. Thank you for keeping it real.
That's one thing I'm never going to not do is microdermabrasion. I think it's like the most... For my skin, it's not for everyone because I have dry skin and I have very small pores, which is a plus because I don't break out. But in order to keep my pores clean and for the hydration to go back into my skin, I have to exfoliate a lot. So I exfoliate, I get facials. I take steam showers. I use a little retinol when necessary. I try to do masks once a week. I really take care of my skin. I don't go to sleep with makeup on. As soon as I'm done, I take my makeup off. Like, I don't even wait a half an hour.
So when you're not working, are you still doing a little bit of glam, or you're just totally bare?
Totally bare. Just like a little lip gloss, maybe mascara. But I don't wear makeup because, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, girl, you need to put some makeup on.
I don't there think are- so. Honey, you woke up like that. Come on, Nia.
Use neck cream, women. This is like the first area of aging is your neck. So I always tell girls, use neck cream. I've been using eye cream since I was 19.
Wow. So you were very proactive in that.
Yeah, because I just liked the way it looked and it made me feel, you know, I like a product that has a little hyaluronic acid in it, which is, super hydrating. Vitamin C is great for the skin. Collagen with peptides is great for the skin. And diet, like you have to keep your diet. You got to have greens in your diet. That alkalizes your body. And if you're, properly hydrated, it's going to really affect your skin and your nails and your hair and all of those things.
Now, I do want to ask you about the movie because I know that we're running to the end of our time here. You have this new movie. It's a really, really good thriller, Fatal Affair.
How dare you show up at my house?
You don't return my calls. You don't return my text. How else am I supposed to reach you?
You're not supposed to.
You don't have to worry. My secret is safe.
My husband is outside.
Do you not see what I'm willing to do for you?
Don't you touch me.
This can work.
I don't know what you think this is, but I want you to go outside right now and come up with an excuse as to why you need to leave early. And I don't ever want to see you around me, my daughter, my husband, or my home ever again. Do you understand?
You're not just acting in this movie. You also were a producer as well. Can you tell me about the film and your role in it?
So I play Ellie. She's a corporate lawyer, and she decides after being, her and her husband are empty nesters, and she decides that she wants to make her life a little smaller. Well, not smaller in the sense of smaller, because their home is beautiful and it's on the beach, but she just wants to work for herself. And so she runs into an old friend from college. They have a couple drinks. She's bored in her marriage. She's ready to for something new, and they're bored with each other. And that goes to the thing of are you growing together? Are you growing apart? Are we strangers in the night? What are we right now? So their marriage is in a bit of it's not like conflict. It's just dead. The marriage is just dead. And she goes out to have some fun with an old friend, and that turns into a huge mistake, number one, but that's kind of where the story starts, and it turns into a fatal affair. And, I got the script, and there were some things about the script I wanted to change. And I worked together with the director and the producer, and I really felt strongly about making this film multicultural and making sure that we had, all shades in the film, and we had good music in the film. That was a big, big, big conflict in the beginning because they're like, well, it's just for, I'm like, no, the music needs to be right. Don't try to play us. The music is the first thing that we relate to. And if my name is on this, we have to fix the music.
Right.
And I wouldn't back down, and eventually they're like, oh, we get it. So I called Estelle, who's a really good friend of mine, who's also in the movie, and she has a song in the film. And that's what we have to do as Black people. We have to go reach into our Rolodex and pull up our friends who create in a different way. And so I was really sort of happy with the amount of leverage that I had in terms of the finished product. I mean, not everything, but some things.
Well, it's a terrific film. Stephen Bishop is also in it, and Omar Epps.
Yes.
You've had some leading men, boy. Morris Chestnut. Taye Diggs, yeah. Lorenz Tate. Can you? Who's the most fun on set? Can you give us a little set tea?
Oh my God. The person who is the most fun on any set at any time in any place is definitely Will Smith.
Okay, I can see that.
Hands down, he is his heart is so big and so beautiful and so he's just a one of a kind. You know, I've never met anybody like him, and it's consistent. Like 10 years could go by, and if I see him, it's like, nah, you know, like like you're the most important person in the room, and I love him for that.
I love that. Well, the film is Fatal Affair. It's on Netflix. Nia, I cannot tell you how much you mean to me, and I know so many others. So we all feel what you're feeling, but I hope you know that you have a lot of people rooting for you and sending that love and positive energy your way. You are our queen, and I'm extending the Nia Long appreciation to this podcast. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. Thank you so much for being a voice for us, too, on your platform. We need it.
Fatal Affair is available on Netflix right now, and you can check Nia out on Instagram at @IamNiaLong. Hey guys, thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about, so hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out The Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.